going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mullion Haw on 670 The Score.
What letter grade would you give the Bears for their 8-player draft? Now, how much better do you believe they are as a team? And what is your projected record? Wow. For the 2025 season.
My projected record for the Bears is 9-8. Before we even see the schedule, which is released May 14th, and when they play, who they play, which matters, I think. But 9-8 right now. I want to be fair with this draft, evaluating it, because I think grades are very difficult to give out 3 days later just because you haven't seen them in pads yet, and certainly that goes for every team and every pick, but this is what we do. So I would say B-. B-, because I feel like there's too much curiosity and a little much creativity and not enough sure things. Now, when you talk about the first couple picks, I love the possibility of Colston Loveland, and I love the possibility of Luther Burden in this offense. Luther Burden compared to Deebo Samuel is unbelievable if that happens. And we could look back and he could be the most dynamic player in this draft. Colston Loveland, I think, is going to be a Pro Bowl tight end. I think he's going to get open and find ways to be a star in this offense. I think that was a very good pick. Both qualify to me under the category of luxury items, though. So for me, this draft, moving through after those first two picks, a little too much dessert, not enough meat and potatoes. I think when you went into this draft, you knew what you needed. You needed to be fed. You needed to be nourished. And you needed to have your offense get a running back and a left tackle. Now, this could all be a moot point and sound like it's overly critical. If Ozzie Trapillo ends up being a better right tackle than Braxton Jones is a left tackle, then possibly you move Darnell Wright to left tackle and you get an offensive line of some pedigree and certainly that you can work with. I don't know if that's in the plans or not, but if there is no depth chart, it's got to be among the possibilities. Because if you draft a tackle in the second round, the idea would be to play him. How often did we say those second round picks have to be ones that are starters? So a few too many questions for me to go any higher than B-.
I think B- is the perfect grade, David, for the Bears draft. B-. I do think, though, that Colston Loveland and Luther Burden III will be playing quite a bit next year. I also expect Turner to play quite a bit, be in a rotation. I don't know that you have any quote-unquote starters per se, but if we believe Ben Johnson, there is no depth chart right now, except I guess QB1. That's the only guy who supposedly doesn't have to worry about his job. We always love to joke about this, but the road schedule for the Bears is tough. on paper. Their away schedule outside of the obvious games in the division, they are at the Ravens, they are at the Bengals, they are at the world champion Eagles, 49ers, Raiders, and the Commanders. I think I can go 10-7. But that's about as far as I can go right now today. 10-7. First time we're picking the 2025.
Yeah, you know, I think that it's interesting when we start talking about drafts because everyone knows, everybody knows that it is going to take years. And I mean minimum probably 3 years you give a team to see if they did okay in the draft. And yet we're forced to give out grades and we're forced to figure out what I would say if I had to give him a grade, I would probably give him a B because everybody gets a B because everybody had a big win. And I don't know that anybody is really looking at what they needed to fill and how they could have filled it. Like we could sit down and we could come up with another version of the draft where we would maybe take an edge early, maybe get the offensive tackle as fast as possible. Maybe, I don't know. But we certainly would have taken different positions. So I think you got to be fair about it, and you got to say that you hired a new coach. You want him to be able to flex and run his offense. He got the first two picks are his. He got not just – he got two really bad matchups for opposing defenses. And we'll see if the if the matchups are as bad for the Bears' offensive line or if they could have been better there. And I don't know why they didn't wind up with a running back earlier in the draft. That's a mystery wrapped in an enigma. But I think that, you know, there'll be a couple of players that Ozzie Trapillo, how do you pronounce that?
Trapillo
is a very important player out of this draft. Because that is now, other than the right tackle, he's the highest drafted offensive lineman on this team. That's a big draft pick. So he should be able to play. And the thing about offensive linemen is they don't share time. They actually start, and that's it. Defensive guys, they can share time. You can bring in waves of those type of linemen. And it'll be very interesting to see how we feel about this by the end of the year. I'm with you, David. I think they have to have a winning season. I think that we've seen enough losing. I think the way they lost last year was because of mismanagement, and I expect them to be a better football team. We don't know. We know who they play. We don't know what time they play them, when they play them, and we know who they play and where they play them, but we got to see how that matches together as well. But I think the Bears have a chance to be a winning team, to win more games than they lose. And that's all that we're asking for. It doesn't seem like a lot, given how awful they have been over the last few years. So hopefully the coach does his wonders with the quarterback and the new weapons help, and they win more than they lose. That would be a miracle. 312-644-6767, Mullion Hall on the score.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.